Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to say something very extraordinary. Paragraph Beis. Uboze mevoyor veniglo le'ein hamaskil, and based on what we've just explained, it'll become very clear to a person who has seichel, to a person who understands, asher b'shvil zeh hizgaber b'yoyser chochmas ha'filosofia v'ho'apikursus b'medinas ashkenaz v'doymehen. That this is why the reform, what we call today the reform movement, which was associated with the study of philosophy, Greek philosophy, secular culture, secular wisdom, apikursis, all of that, started and really, really took off most in Germany, Medinas Ashkenaz v'doymehem, and the related, their related provinces. Ki bavanoisenu horabim nilkedu b'mechmoiros habaldovor v'nispashtu b'ovoin hagodol hazeh shemashchisin pa'as zekonom. Because unfortunately, very sadly, due to our many sins, the people of those countries have fallen into the trap of the Yetzer Hara, and they've fallen into this terrible, terrible sin of removing the beard and payas. That's how it all really started. They wanted to assimilate. They wanted to be like the Goyim. And the Goyim at that time shaved, cut their beard, no payas. So the Jews of Germany and those places went ahead and did that. Ube'emes al piksovim v'sifrei kodesh gam ha'hashchoso b'shar dvorim hamutorim al pidin who gam kein pegam godoil v'noiro ma'oid ma'oid rachmona litzlon rachmona lishezvan mehayonsha. Rav Nosson Zal here is using nuclear machinery. Listen to this. The truth is, he says, according to the writings of the Arizal, according to the writings of Kabbalah and Hasidus, even cutting the beard in any other way, without a razor, no razor, using tools, dvorim hamutorim al piadin, using a scissors or using a type of shaver that's 100% permitted according to halacha, is also a very major, awesome pegam. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Rachmona litzlan, may Hashem save us and protect us from the punishment for this, he says. That it's major, major. Why? Ki kol sarois hazokon him tzinoirois elyoinim ugevoyim venoiroim oid. Because all of the hairs of the beard are very, very high-level, awesome pipes of light, conductors of light. Ve'ein mi sheyochoi l'shar v'litpois bedaitoi oitzem malas kedushas hazokon hakodosh. And there's no Jew who can imagine and who can understand the incredible high level of holiness of the beard. The beard is such a super, super holy item in Kedusha, according to Kabbalah especially, according to Hasidus. V'chein lehefech, and so to the opposite, Ein l'shayr chas v'sholm oynish ha'mashchis u'meirim yod u'mekalkel kedusha gavoya kazu. You can't imagine the severe punishment and penalty of a person who lifts a hand to destroy this great, great holiness of the beard. Ach bavoynoseinu harabim, however, unfortunately, due to our many sins, Berevois hayomim, as time has gone by, portsu hageder rabimehem, many of those people have broken the fence. They crossed the line. Vehem oivrim al chamisha lavim beyad roma, and they violate five lavin in the Torah without any shame, without any embarrassment. They actually vehem ashchisim zekonam betar mamish. They actually use a razor. They don't play any tricks. They go for the real thing. They actually shave with a razor. Oy lanafsham, woe is to those people's souls, chas v'shalom. Ki gol mulahem ro, they've done an unbelievable, a terrible thing to themselves. Vaydeze mizgaber shom chochmas hateva. And this is what caused philosophy, atheism, reform to flourish in those places. Ki meitzach hanochosh, because this item called meitzach hanochosh, shehu shoyresh chochmas hateva, which is the foundation and the root for all of these philosophers, scientists, apikursim, yoinek mipegam nefilas hazokon kanal, draws its energy, Rabbeinu Zal said over in the Quran, from the age that's defective, right? From the aging that's defective. Aging is zikna, and the beard is the zoking. So whether it's older people whose days are defective, or whether it's a Jew who chas v'shom, it makes his beard defective, chas v'shom, these are the two things that the Meitzach HaNochosh draws from, which is the foundation for philosophy, atheism, apikursis, all different forms. Rav Nosson Zal adds, v'hovein, understand what I'm saying very, very well, because here he's giving us the inside scoop on the tragedy that has affected the Ashkenazic Jewish world over the past 200 years or so. This started during Rabbeinu Zal's time. Rav Nosson Zal's time is when the reform really started. And we know that one of the places, the final place where Rabbeinu Zal lived and died during his lifetime, was the city of Uman, where some of the founders of the reform movement lived. And Rabbeinu Zal had a little bit of interaction with them. And unfortunately, because Rabbeinu Zal passed away 6 months after moving to Uman, he didn't get to finish the job with those guys. They themselves said that had Rabbeinu Zal lived a little longer, we would have become mamish religious Jews, real religious Jews. But unfortunately, they, together with many others, founded and spread this secularist movement in the Jewish world, in the Ashkenazic Jewish world, where they joined forces with the government, with the non-Jewish government, to try to force Jewish kids to have secular education. Up until that time, the religious kids studied only Torah, mitzvahs, you know, all of that period. They were the ones who forced the Jews to accept splitting the day, half a day Torah, half a day Limudei Chol, learning secular studies. And they were really pushing not just secular studies, but trying to break the great respect and awe that the Jews had for the Gemara, for the Torah Shebaal Peh, for the Tzadikim. They tried to undermine that completely. That again, there's Talmud and there's math. One isn't any bigger than the other. We're studying mathematics, we're studying philosophy, and we're studying Talmud. It's all the same. Chas v'shom, Rachmona Litzlan. Saint Rav Nosson Zal says the association here is very, very clear. The fact that those people specifically decided to strip themselves of the image of a Jew, the real, real spiritual image of a Jew, as we're going to see in the next paragraph, is reflected in the beard and pais. Paragraph Gimel, the final paragraph of this halacha. And this is also tied into the fact that for a Jew it's forbidden, besides the beard, the peyos, which start from the forehead, the sides of the forehead, and go down to the ears, like below the ears, that also a Jew is not allowed to remove, to shave off. The ikar ha-peyos, the most important part of the peyos, Heim Eitzel HaPadachas, Shua Metzach, is opposite the forehead. This upper part, above the ears, going from above the ears to the to the upper line of the forehead. Ki HaPeyois Heim Bechinas Yira. Because Peyois represent Yira. The beard represents Chesed. The white hairs of the beard, it says that when Hashem revealed himself to the Jews on Har Sinai, he appeared as a zokein molei rachmim, like an old, nice man, kaviyachol. Now, as we always picture the man with the white beard as being very mellow, very sweet, very gentle and soft. The beard represents chesed, the peyos represent yira. Ki peyo begematria elokim, because the word peyo, Pei Aleph Hei is Begematria 86, which is Hashem's name Elohim. Bechinas Yira, which represents Yira, fear. Kimo Shekosov Es Ho Elohim Yira. As the Pasuk says, respect Hashem, fear Hashem. Ve'ikar ha'yira hu'al yidei ha'rotzon kanal. And Rabbein Nizal explains over there in Likud Imran that how do we get to yira through rotzon? Ve'al kein manichim ha'peyois etzel ha'meitzach. This is why we have to leave the peyois alongside the meitzach, alongside the forehead. Like when we go along the forehead is, let's say, the upper part of the face of the person, and we move from there out to the right and left, going around the head, and that's where the peyos begin, this upper part of the sides of the face, the sides of the head. Ki mebechinas hametzach harotzoin, shehu sheirish harotzoin, mishom nase yira shebechinas hapeyos. Because it's from the metzach harotzoin, from the forehead. Meitzach means forehead again, which represents rotzoin, which is the shoyresh harotzoin. That's what generates yira, which is the peyos, which are right alongside of it. Ach kedei shelo yizgaber chas v'shalom meitzach hanochosh, shu sheresh chochmas hateva. But however, in order to see to it that the meitzach hanochosh, which is the foundation of secular wisdoms that express disbelief in Hashem, and this Meitzach HaNochosh is so powerful that it has the ability to inject a defect and atheism even into the Shoyresh HaRotzayim, in the highest levels of Kedusha. B'Meitzach HaRotzayim, Al Kein Tzrichin Lahaniach Pa'as HaZokon V'loin Ashchiseu Chasishon. This is why a Jew has to leave over those peyos on the side of the head. That's a defense and a protection against the Meitzach HaNochosh. However, through the beard, that's what strengthens the light of Rotzoin. Because we weaken, we defeat the Meitzach HaNochosh, and we strengthen the Meitzach HaRotzayim, Sher Sherotzayim. V'azai zoichen liyira, and then we're zoiche to yira, shehu ha-peyois she'etzel ha-padachas, which is the section of the peyois that's opposite the forehead, on the sides of the forehead. V'ze b'chinas isur giluach ha-peyois v'azokoin shehim me'in yenechod. And this is why these two go together, not cutting off, not removing the peyos, and not removing the beard. Ki ze toloi bo ze, because they're both dependent on each other. The beard represents the rotzoin, the izgalus harotzoin. The peyos represent the yira, which is generated from izgalus harotzoin. So these two go together. V'al kein kol hayahadus toloi bo ze. And this is why a person's entire Jewishness is dependent on this, on the beard and peyos. The moment that the Jews, a few hundred years ago, started removing the beard and peyos, it's like they removed a line of defense, a line that separated them from the non-Jews, from the secularists. And we see this in general, we see this in the world, you know, bechlal, that by Jews, especially Jews who live in Golos, in the exile, that when they want to show that they're not different from the non-Jews, when they want to remove the barriers that would block them from assimilating, from feeling comfortable with non-Jews, this is one of the first things that goes, the beard and peyos, chas v'shalom, rachman al-tzlan. And the opposite, we find in today's generations, these last 50 years or so, that the Baal Tshuva movement has taken off in such an incredible way. We see as it's picking up speed, we see Kanai Nahara, thousands and thousands of Jews who never had a beard and peyos, and slowly taking on this thing because they feel that this is their Jewishness. This is the physical display of their Jewishness. The bris milah we don't show. The bris milah is kept covered up. This is my sign. This is my uniform. This is what displays my connection to Hashem. ki ze ikar megamas bnei Yisrael ve'ikar avodaseinu shenizke lovoi lebechinas ve'omdu zorim v'rot soinchem. Because Rav Nosson says this is our main goal and this is the main thing we're working towards, to get to a level where others will take care of our sheep and cattle and all of our physical needs, and we will be a nation of priests. We will all be available just to serve Hashem. Torah, tefillah, mitzvos, ma'asim tovim. As Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Haynu shelo nitzarech lasek b'shum esek miyiskei elam hazeh. Meaning, we're not going to have to be involved in any work, in any working to earn a livelihood, to support ourselves, to support our families. Rak b'avoydes Hashem kol yoyim. But rather, we'll be able to be busy serving Hashem all day. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, the only way you can get to that is if you're able to receive the full flow of Hashem's chesed. Bechinas va'atem kohani Hashem tikoreu. As it says over there, that you will be called the kohanim of Hashem. And we know that kohen is always chesed, right? The kohanim are the ones who give the blessing to the Jews. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, you can't receive that major chesed unless you have kelim. And the kelim are yira. Vayira na'asa al-yidei ha-rotzoin. And the yira is generated through rotzoin. Ritzoin yirei av-yase. Al-yidei b'chinas meitzach ha-rotzoin. Kimavur kol zeh b'maimor hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very elaborately all of this in that chapter in Likutei Moharan. Ayin Shem Hey, they've looked it over very well. V'al kein, Iker Hayahadus Toluy Bepeyes V'zokon. This is why we say that the main Jewishness is displayed and is reflected and is dependent on the beard and peyes. K'aydezeh nizgala b'chinas ha-rotzoin. Ayidei b'chinas ha-zokon konal. Because the beard represents his galus ha-rotzoin. Remember, when Hashem was showing us that he was completely, that he was appeased, forgave us completely, he revealed himself as Zokein Molei Rachmim. He revealed himself with this white beard, Kaviachol. Bechinas Zokein Nesui Ponim Kanal. As the Pasuk says, Zokein, old, and Nesui Ponim means showing favoritism, showing appeasement, showing goodwill. Vazai zoichin liyira, shubchinas peyis. And when you have vizgalus harotzoin, that leads to yira, which is the peyis. Ukeshe zoichin liyira, azai memela shoifei achesed. And when a person has the proper yira, then Hashem can turn on the faucet and give us the full flow of his chesed. Ki achesed shoifei tomid. Rav Nosson Zal says, because Hashem's chesed is always flowing. Rak shetzrichim kli v'tzinor lekabel al yodo yeseh chesed. It's just that we need a hook up to it. We need to hook up a pipe and a keli to be able to receive that chesed. Kemavoyer shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, ayin shom, look over there. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, that al yidei zokon upeyos zoichen liyira, through the beard and peyos, a person is zoichet to yira, vazai zoichen lekabel shefa hachesed, and then the person avails themselves to be able to receive the flow of chesed, vazai ein tzrichen lasik b'shum esik, and then he doesn't have to go out to work. He doesn't have to do any work, ki miskayim hoylam bechazdoi, because when Hashem's chesed is flowing on full, then the world can exist on Hashem's chesed alone. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to deserve it. You don't have to work for it. And then the person can be involved in serving Hashem all day. And this is the main desire of a Jew. This is what's supposed to be the main desire of a Jew, to get to this. And this is why we said before that the main Yiddishkeit of a person is dependent on the beard and peyes. Ayin b'maymar uviyoyim habikurim anal. Look over there in that chapter of in Likutei Moharan, Torah Dalet in the second half of Likutei Moharan. Ayin Shom Heitev Kol Hamaimar. Study that chapter very well. Rav Nosson Zal said it like 5 times because he really means it. He's saying that chapter in Likutei Moran is a very serious Torah. It's big, it's heavy, and Rabbeinu Zal explains all of these issues there very, very elaborately. The chesed, the yira, the rotzoin, the aging, all of these things. So if you'll study that chapter in Likutei Moran really, really well, you'll be able to have a solid foundation to understand this halacha and Likutei Halachos properly.